on my street, there's this house that kind of goes back and forth between having people in it and not having people in it. And recently, this family moved into it, and they were not very great, and we knew that they weren't. And we also knew that they had animals, so we tried to keep a really close eye on them because we're animal lovers, my family and I. So one day, the family moved out of the blue, and left one of their cats. And the cat had recently had kittens. So the cat was an outside cat already, and the whole street kind of took care of it. So we weren't really as worried about that because we knew that the street together would already take care of that cat and make sure that it was healthy and fed. But we knew that there were still kittens in that house. We knew it. And we were friends with one of the police officers from the town, so he got us into the house and we looked around and we heard meowing. And we had no idea where this was coming from. We had to come back another day because we searched the house up and down trying to find these kittens that we knew were in this house. Turns out they were in between the inside and outside wall of the basement of this house. Later, we found out that the only way they could have gotten there is to have fallen through a air duct all the way down to the basement. They're in basically a 2x4 foot, like foot piece of space block inside the inside and outside wall of this house, these poor things. And you know, we took them in and we fell in love with them. We named them Bellatrix and Minerva because Bellatrix is all black and Minerva is a calico, you know, and we're Harry Potter nerds. And I could not imagine not having these kittens in my life at this point.